I don't care how well you do the job men have assigned you to do, you don't have it when it comes to serving God. You're in another field. You don't have the first thing to do it with. You're inept. You don't have it. You can't cut it. You're weak.
It'd be a whole lot better if you'd just believe that and go on rather than fight it.
I don't know why it ought to break your jaw to admit you don't have it. When it didn't bother Jesus as he spoke and said, "Men, I want you to understand something. The things that I do, I can't do of myself. I just do what I see God doing. It works. And the things I do, the things I say, I can't do anything by myself. I just listen to the Father and repeat what I hear, and my judgment is always what it ought to be." Now, if Jesus, who operated as a human being plus holy God, could admit that as a human being I don't have it, why ought it to break your jaw to admit it? Why don't you just say, "God, you know, I don't have it. Huh, I don't have it." You know where we need to come to? You know, there are two great advertisements. One is the advertisement, "Is it hurts?" When the superstar O.J. Simpson's running through the airport. But boy, is it Avis came along with the other one. Here's this fellow that's a little overweight and hadn't run, and he's running through the airport. And somebody stops him and says, "You don't have to run through the airport." And he said, "I don't have to run through airports. I don't have to run through airports." Let down the mask. God knows. It won't hurt anybody else to find out. They won't think less of you. It might surprise you that they'll think more of you. Get off the perch. Step down from the pedestal. "God, I can't." But you can. Listen, it'll all depend on your response at this moment. God may keep you where you are, a place you don't particularly like, because it's reminded you of weaknesses, and up against people who remind you of your weaknesses, and in situations that will always prod you. That's what Paul had all of his life. Evidently, never got rid of it. If you're going to take the Bible literally, he had an angel of the devil with him all the time, buffeting him, punching him, bothering him. About time he got ready to rest and relax, punch him, bother him. New word, trouble broken out here, difficulty there. Drive you to despair, unless you understand and listen to him. He said, "Listen, God, if what you told me was true, I rejoice in my infirmities, because my infirmities mean that my negative is your positive. I'm weak, you're strong. Strength and weakness fit together right well. I'll provide the weakness, you provide the strength. Praise God. Therefore, I will rejoice." Now listen to these five divisions. "I'll rejoice in my infirmity, in my reproaches, in my necessities, in my oppositions, and in my distresses." Let me just give you a little homework tonight, may I? Would you, sometime tonight or early in the morning, think over everything in your life you would like to get rid of, if you could? Circumstances slip into the ideal. And right across the top of the page, the five divisions, they're a little different in some of the versions, but you will understand what they are. You know, weaknesses are areas where you wish you had strength to cope, but you don't. Reproaches are things and people who stand to oppose you, you know, and necessities are things you have to do you wish you didn't have to do. Just put all of them down, but categorize them under those five distresses. Do you have some area where you're just experiencing plain distress? Really? Well, put that down too. And then stop a minute and try to think of one thing that you're experiencing that doesn't fit under one of those five categories.
Try to think of one thing. Now, as far as I'm concerned, you can't. There won't be anything there in your life you can't put under one of those categories. And that being true, why don't you just say to the Lord, "Well, Lord, here they all are on both sides." Well, that's a bunch. In fact, Lord, I believe I've got more trouble now than before I entered into these truths. But Lord, I thank you that you won't even let the devil do anything that will thwart me if I obey you. And I won't praise you that within the context of prayer, I know that all things work together for them, for good to them that love the Lord. So Lord, I'd like to just take this little problem in my life, and you know, I've tolerated it, and I've forgiven you for letting me have it, but I've never praised you. I've never just hauled off and said, "Well, praise God for this bit of difficulty. Hallelujah for my neighbor and just about to wear me out. Praise the Lord for that person in my life that has the uncanny gift of rubbing me wrong every time they open their mouth. Praise God. Praise the Lord for issues at work that just seem to torment me. Lord, I praise you that you're in the process of fixing me, and I want the fix you put me in to fix me. I don't want to try to get in another fix to revise your fixing. So, Lord, I just want to praise you."